good road, but it only has two homes on it. Around 4,500, it's another one that's got the black base, and it would need the top surface to bring up to the curb, the drainage.
Kathy, is that where you got
your... I was going to say, right, there's only two homes on it, but...
Is it just going there and then a cul-de-sac?
Yeah. Yes. Could you have... I guess there's room for two more?
They're empty lots.
Yes, well, I would have to look at the lots to make sure somebody don't...
Own them this...
Own them for privacy.
One of them is bank-owned.
Well, the status hasn't changed then since it was presented to us last time.
No. We're still on two.
What's our requirement? Two or three? Or it is a requirement, or is that just a... Is that a requirement, or is that a suggestion?
That's in our petition. I mean, as a...
Have we not done it? We've deviated from that, have we not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you want to do with that one?
Besides the dwellings, I mean, it's a good road, and I wouldn't mind taking it in.
What's it going to cost us in 3 years if somebody does build a house and now we can't? How much is it going to deteriorate, or is it?
It won't.
It won't? Okay.
It will not deteriorate the trucks coming in?
Not if we put the top surface on it, then we'll have the...
No, I mean, if we don't do anything now.
Oh.
And then somebody does build a house.
It's going to definitely deteriorate.
So then what's it going to cost us? How much is it going to cost us in the future versus if we do it now?
Measured again, but probably in the neighborhood of 10,000.
So more than double if we wait.
And so everything around it there, the county takes except.
But yes, we've got Hackberry, and then the main Holt Lake Road coming in, and then if you took Caterpillar in.
That was what we just, right there, the curve.
Right.
Okay. And then Christian, Cody, and Kelsey, those are all the property around them. There's no homes, and they're all bank owned.
Bring it up here.
Those are all undeveloped, well, owned by bank, I think.
It starts off as Christian coming in. At a different segment, it goes to Kelsey. Cody is to the right. It does not have any homes. Kelsey and Christian have two homes on it, but Kathy, if she could highlight it, they're all... The road has never been dedicated as a public road, and they're currently under Great Southern Bank as a home.
Mm-hmm.
The roads...
It'd have to be replatted. Yeah, it'd have to be replatted as a public road before we could even look at taking it in as a...
Correct.
So we couldn't take it in even if we wanted to.
I deny.
Okay.
As status it is.
Okay.
Move to deny, or do you want us to deny or table?
Not
deny. We deny it because we can't take it. We can't even take it in. Move to deny Christian Way, Cody Court, and Kelsey Lane.
You said Christian?
Christian, Cody, and Kelsey.
Yes. Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then Comfrey Court.
Comfrey Court has now got three dwellings on it. Again, it's pretty good condition. It was not going to take a whole lot to put the top surface on it. I would recommend taking it.
Okay, I have a problem with...
The other home is down there at the bottom of the blue where you see all the rock work. It does now have a home in it.
Okay.
So that's Comfrey, Caterpillar, and Crossbow. Do you guys want to look at those individually, or do you want to... I'm fine with all three.
Did you say Caterpillar, Crossbow, and Comfrey?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm okay.
Okay.
You want me to make one motion, or do you want them individual?
I just made one motion.
Okay, so you're fine with, move to bring into the county road and bridge system Caterpillar Lane, Crossbow Court, and Comfrey Court.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
The next two are off of Meadow Ridge, off of Sycamore Church Road. You'll see on Round Hill, right at the intersection is currently where we go to. They're wanting it from there to the left. And they had proposed to the bottom two homes to allow us to turn around in those driveways. The one driveway is very steep. The other one is okay, but I would rather have the right-of-way for a turnaround, because we would be turning around there with snow chains and heavy equipment and would be tearing up driveway. And I mean, it's a great road. It's very good condition.
They didn't offer to step up and give us a turnaround?
Well, where it ends at goes on to private land, and according to the homeowners, they had talked to them people, and it was a pretty good price tag for, by the way, for turnaround.
How much of a, I forget, what we need for a hammerhead, or what do we need for a roundabout?
Footage-wise?
Yeah.
All the hammerheads are usually 30 to 40 feet deep and 20 foot wide.
What do we have there?
I mean, you'd be taking up all of a yard.
Would we? It looks like we've already got the right of way. We'd just be...
If that's true on the right of way, I mean...
We've got 40, almost 49 feet from the across. But does the elevation do something weird down there?
Is it later where you could get a hammerhead if you had the...
Yeah, I mean, it would take a lot of fill dirt. But like I said, by the time you would, like on the left side of the road going down, the terrain is pretty steep, and you'd be taking a lot of room just to get it up level, and then where the bottom of your slope would be, that person wouldn't have any yard left.
I think there's a representative here, is that right, for the Homeowner Association? Is the two homeowners here?
I believe we submitted signatures that they're okay with the vehicles turning around in their driveways.
Well, they say they're okay with it until they realize, like he said, chains and breaking concrete, and I mean, there's some other issues there. Then also, my question is, what happens if they sell? Is there going to be something in the, you know, recorder's office saying, hey, the county has the ability to use your driveway? I mean, that's where it gets kind of iffy on those types of things.
Is that road not guttered? I mean, not guttered, not... No?
Curb?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Is that road curb?
Curb, like...
Curbed.
Oh, no.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember what road it was. Somebody talked to me about, it was at church yesterday, about not doing snow removal, but doing something else, or not doing this, but was there something?
The discussion was if there are no options for snow removal, the Homeowners Association would at least ask for that the county take over, like, pavement maintenance and, you know, at least that part of the road, but not the snow removal.
Was that for this road, or was it for both roads you guys have?
Well, that would be our
Shadow Lake and Round Hill.
Yeah, that would be what, like, worst case, we at least, like, it would become your road and maintain the surface or the surface. Which road's in good shape, it's not like it needs work.
You need a turn for all the equipment.
Yeah. Anything you do on it, you're gonna have to turn around somewhere, large trucks, so.
Have we reached out to, you said the homeowner association reached out to? Jim and Tracy Slaughter?
Are those the people that own the land at the end?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk to them once about giving them a water in exchange for the
turf? No, that was the one. The gentleman's kind of like playing dumb, if you will. You know, we tried to reach out to him, and he never receives the calls, and doesn't return calls when we do leave messages. I don't think he's interested in giving up any of his property for Hammerhead.
I don't know, and I don't know. It just looks like, I'm looking at the map, it would look like it would make sense, because he has no other access to his property, does he?
Kathy, can you show?
I think he's technically in Mills Hollow.
There's still no road or anything to his house or to his property. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is it uncharacteristic of the county to reach out with a certified letter just explaining, hey, we'd like a hammerhead or a turnaround utilizing your property, and in turn it gives you access off of, I mean, is that something we can try to do or no?
How does his land lie there? Is it able to be developed? Is it
the one she just highlighted?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Where you would need the spot? So it would improve the value of his property.
If my memory serves me correctly, they've got a gate across it, correct? At the end? Once you come off of our road onto their property.
Yeah, this is a dirt road, I think. It goes from the end of Round Hill into his property. But I think if it's a gate, it's probably just go over a chain to keep strangers out.
I would be willing to table it and see if we can't get in contact with them through your office via certified letter, just requesting
that's what I would rather do, because I feel if we could do that, it would be safer for the public plus us,
mm-hmm,
to have a better turnaround, because
and it'll service his property as well,
right?
It looks like on the back side, I guess it'd be on the west side, there's a easement of some sorts that's part of the Mills Hollow Estate Property Owners Association, but there's nothing there.
The Shadow Lake.
Hold on one second. That's Round Hill and Shadow. Okay, so go ahead.
Shadow Lake is a similar situation. They're wanting us to use driveways. Where Shadow Lake ends at, there's a big gate going into what I would call another development of that. Again, there's driveways that they're wanting us to turn around in. If you can zoom in on that, Kathy. Right in there.
We're out of Shadow Lake, so not the part that goes north?
No, that's the part we already have.
This is what's going down to that Mills Hollow entrance, whatever?
Right. Just below that, the bottom houses there, they've got it right below her a little bit. They've got it.
Looks like there's a sign right underneath the mouse.
It's like rock pillars.
Okay.
A gate with a keypad for
Does the same developer still own that?